Hiawatha Locker Room Chat is on the air. KNZA, one final time, 103.9. Brandon Tamman, joined by Redhawks girls basketball coach. That is Brady Jasper. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. The Redhawks playing some good basketball right now, getting set for a matchup with Jefferson West in the Royal Valley Substate semifinal coming up on Friday night. Coach, a first-round win earlier this week, though. Let's talk about it. You played Sabetha for a second consecutive time, beat the Blue Jays by 20 the week prior in the regular season finale. You turn around, you see them again defensively. Great effort once again, and you guys get a big-time win, 50-17. What'd you like about your team's performance in that Substate opener?
Well, you just said it. A tremendous defensive effort again from the girls last night. I thought they played really hard on that end of the floor and went after the ball really well, rebounded hard. So good to see that again for us.
At one point, you guys were sitting, you know, there at 4-12 early in the month, and you know, now could argue maybe playing your best basketball. Five straight wins. Defensive efforts have been there each and every week. You know, during this little bit of a run, has that been the biggest key for the success down the stretch? Would you say it's defense or maybe a combination of things?
Yeah, maybe a combination of things. The defense has certainly been good here recently, and we're definitely playing much better than we did early in the year. So, but it's time for that. We've been talking about that for a while. That has been one of our goals, to make sure that we're playing our best at the end of the year, and hopefully that's just something that's given the girls some extra confidence.
Well, another familiar opponent this time in the semifinals, coming up on Friday, game at Royal Valley, taking on Jefferson West. And, you know, mentioned the five-game winning streak that you're on. The first of those five wins back on February 13th was at Jefferson West. It was a two-point win, 43-41. They beat Royal Valley in their first game earlier this week. What's going to be different this time around in this Substate scenario?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, just having some pressure of Substate and being in the semifinal game, everything seems to have a little more stress around it during this time of the year. But that was a tremendously close game at Jeff West there that you mentioned the day before Valentine's Day. Last possession, in fact, they had the ball and we were on defense and we got a stop or they weren't able to score, and that's the way that one ended. So that was about as close as you could get, and I would probably expect the same type of game on Friday.
What would you say is the biggest strength of Jefferson West?
Well, you know, I think their guards are capable of shooting the ball real well. I think that's the dangerous thing about them. They opened up the game a month ago, well, just a few weeks ago at Jeff West. They opened up the game by hitting a few threes and adding another basket on the interior. Well, I remember calling a timeout early in that game. We're down 11-1. So, I mean, they just really got out on us. And I mean, they're that type of team. They are capable of such things. So we got to go. We got to be ready for that and make sure that we get off to a good start.
Finally, Coach, where's maybe a key aspect in this game where you feel good about, or you feel good about, and maybe where your team has an advantage over Jeff West?
Well, I don't know. I hope there's one in there somewhere. If I could think about it a little more, but we're just going to hope that we've been playing well, and I think the girls feel that, and hopefully that's going to be enough.
There it is, Jefferson West and Hiawatha coming up on Friday. That's Redhawks girls basketball coach Brady Jasper joining us again. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop for the final time this year. It'll be Jeff West, Hiawatha at Royal Valley Friday night. That game on KNZA 103.9 and the Hiawatha channel, with that one tipping off at 6 o'clock. Winner moves on to the Substate Championship game on Saturday. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us throughout the course of the year, and good luck the rest of the way. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.